Yes, well, greetings, faithful followers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, well, greetings, faithful followers. This is your old pal, Brother Jack Angry, bringing you another edition of the Angry Brothers Omaha Chakrama podcast. We want to thank our sponsor, BingeOut.com. That's www.bingeout.com. We are glad to have them with us, and for all your binge-watching needs, be sure and visit www.bingeout.com. It's in the name, after all. All right, so we've got a caller live on the air here, and we're going to bring him online here in just a second. Well, it looks like we had some technical difficulties. Hopefully, he'll try dialing in again. But until we get a call, our guest today is supposed to be the nationally known cosplayer and dancer Angie Starr. Well, we hope she's going to be calling in anyway. Hopefully, that last caller will dial in again. But until we get somebody calling in here, all right, we've got someone on the line, and all right, we're going to bring him on, and let's see if we can get a hold of him. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, peace up? What's up,
oh,
bitches?
No, it's Brother James. Well, how have you been doing, Brother James? It's been a while since we've been on and talked to anyone.
Yes, it has. Got to work the straight job, keep the bills paid. Unfortunately, that doesn't give me time to get out and do the fun stuff because the man is always keeping me down.
Well, yes. I mean, with all the riots they've got going on across the country, the man sounds like he's having his hands full.
Well, I don't necessarily know if I think it's the man having his hands full. I think it's just there's too many idiots in one general locale. It's black lives do matter, stupid lives do not. Words to live by, people.
Well, okay, now let's remember the stupid have just as much right to exist as anyone else. And speaking of stupid, we want to go ahead and send a big Angry Brothers shout-out to our morons of the week, the organizers of the O-Comic-Con comic book convention here in that's appearing this weekend over in Council Bluffs at the Max Center. Basically, they've earned our title of morons of the week. We've been after them since April to get press passes to cover their event, you know, as we are the number one watched horror movie program in Omaha. You can find us every morning, or every Saturday morning at 1 a.m. on Cox 22, which is KPAO Public Access. We run the Angry Brothers Omaha Chakrama program. And with that, we can, we run that every weekend. Tune in, check out all the craziness with myself, Brother Jack Angry, Brother James, Inferna, Lady Torrid, Ash and Sin, the Devil Sisters, and Gulia, the Zombie Chef. So it's, for all of your horror, late night horror movie needs, be sure and check us out. That's KPAO Public Access, Cox 22 in Omaha, Nebraska. So we're waiting for Angie Starr to call in. I hope she does. But anyway, so what else has been going on in your world, Brother James?
Oh, just work, home, working home, gym, work, the gym, work, the gym, sleep, eat, lift, repeat. That's about it.
Spoken like the true muscle head you are.
Bro, do you even lift? No, you don't.
No, I do not lift. And you know what? My body, the physical wreck that it is, when I die again, I'm going to leave my body to science fiction.
It's a horror show.
Well, yes, that's why we're all here. It's a horror show. So speaking of horror, let's do a little news here. Let's see what's happening in the horror and horror host world. All right, we're going to just whip out the old Facebook here, and I'll have to ask you to stand back while I whip this out.
Sing away.
I love that movie. You know, Cleavon Little was such a great actor.
What was that, Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles, yes. You know, it's like just the lines, you know. Gene Wilder was such a great movie. Gene Wilder did such a fantastic job in that movie. You know, Slim Pickens, Mel Brooks, you know, everybody did such a fantastic job. One of the great films. I mean, there's just certain films in the comedy genre that really stand out as true gems. And most of the work of Mel Brooks, you know, has that distinction. You've got Blazing Saddles. You've got Young Frankenstein. You've got High Anxiety. The casts that he had were always fantastic.
Well, yeah, he was a genius at assembling ensemble casts. But he also had his favorites, too. Gene Wilder, of course. Burt Reynolds was actually using quite a few Mel Brooks pictures. The End, standing out most currently in my mind. But he used a lot of sitcom actors from the 70s, a lot of the guys from Barney Miller, Ron Levitt, Landisberg, Ron Glass, all of those were in a Mel Brooks film. Oh, my God, Cloris Leachman. Of course, Cloris Leachman and Madeline Kahn were his go-tos for female leads in his picture. Madeline Kahn was a true genius. I mean, I can't tell you how Hollywood has been diminished by the old guard's passing, because most of those folks have died off. You know, Cloris Leachman being well into her 80s, if not her 90s. Betty White, same thing. You there?
Well, that's true. Yes, that's true. I'm there. I'm here. Yes, definitely. I mean, we're losing a lot of the old guard here, and we're losing some of our best talents. I mean, the loss of Anton Yelchin, even though he was reasonably new on the scene. I mean, he did put so much passion and so much talent into his performance. You know, and when I heard about his passing, I mean, I was utterly shocked. I mean, to die on Father's Day of all things is just frightening. But you know, it's like hopefully there'll be some new talents emerging. Nobody's ever going to be able to replace these people in our hearts, but, you know, at least they left behind a really great legacy.
Yeah, that was sad, a very sad thing in regards to Anton Yelchin, because, again, he had such passion for what he was doing, for his acting, especially for Star Trek role. I mean, Chekhov would have lived on through him for another generation of Star Trek fans. Now they're either going to have to bring in a new Chekhov or just remove the part completely, which I think diminishes Gene Roddenberry's overall vision.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, Chekhov was definitely a part of the cast. I mean, I really don't know how they're going to replace him. I mean, because of the fact that, you know, the role was so long associated with Walter Koenig. Now it's associated with Anton Yelchin. It's just going to be really hard pressed on the part of Paramount and Abrams and, you know, the production company. I think they're being produced by Bad Robot. You know, to find a suitable replacement for Anton Yelchin. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, thank God he is going to be in the movie that comes out on the 22nd. And we would like to urge all of our listeners, our friends and fans, to basically, if you can, wear a Star Trek T-shirt. I mean, if you're a cosplayer and you've got the costume, go in Star Trek, we'll call it Star Trek drag, you know, to honor Anton Yelchin. I believe somebody out there is manufacturing pins with the little Starfleet symbol with a black stripe through it. If you can, get one of those pins and wear it proudly, you know, for Anton.
Now, also, hey, something I wanted to interject here. Phantom Pictures or Phantom Productions, they are screening Batman The Killing Joke for a special two-show run on July 25th. That's a Monday night. Okay, they're going to run that nationwide for two shows simply. And I would highly encourage people to attend that show. Most iconic Batman. And, you know, but, you know, every now and again, bats deserve to, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, you kind of broke up there. But, yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, it's like definitely Batman deserves a lot of love with this. And, you know, the Batman the Killing Joke, if you've ever read that graphic novel, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see how they interpret it, because that is definitely one of the darker Batman stories, without a doubt. But yeah, and that's what date was that again? You said the 25th.
You know.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. I apologize. Yes, the basically here, that is going to be one of the great Batman stories, you know, and I'm really curious to see how they're going to interpret that. And I also want to, you know, catch the premiere of the Suicide Squad movie, you know, because of the fact that the whole Suicide Squad concept was very interesting. I mean, I've always enjoyed reading those graphic novels and comic books. And I want to see Jared Leto's take on the Joker. I mean, obviously nobody's going to do it, in my mind, better than Jack Nicholson. But Heath Ledger's Joker was totally fantastic. So it is really going to be interesting to see how Jared Leto portrays the Joker. And, you know, the character of the, I believe it's the Enchantress and Harley Quinn, how they do those characters should be really interesting as well.
Well, Margot Robbie does an excellent job on things. I think she'll make a great Harley, personally.
Well, I mean, we grew up with the Batman animated series, and Arlene Sorkin, who did the voice of Harley Quinn, and Bruce Timm, who did the artwork. I mean, that character is just so thoroughly ingrained. I mean, it's going to be hard to replace that as far as I'm concerned.
Well, everything's reboot. They've reimagined classic things, Star Trek, even Superman has been reimagined or rebooted, if you will. Death of the New 52 Superman, replacing him with the early 2000 vintage who line, okay? I mean, it's just the golden timeline for DC is all it is.
Well, that's true. That's definitely true. You know, I mean, the Batman-Superman film, as far as a kind of... you know, doing a reboot on both characters, you know, Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne and Batman, and then we've got Henry Cavill as Superman. You know, I mean, it's not – I was always a big fan of Christopher Reeve.
Character has to live on. I'm just glad I'm very pleased with his performance because he can part. I mean, no disrespect to Brandon Routh. He had the acting ability. He could convey the emotional, just the physicality. I mean,
all right. Well, I think we just lost our caller here. He just dropped off. Can you, if you're out there, Brother James, just give us a call back in. I think we're having a little technical difficulties with the phone here. Well, there you are again. Just a minute. Okay. Are you back, Brother James?
Hi.
Yeah, I don't understand what's up with the phone. With the phones here, we seem to be having a few technical difficulties. Well, you know, what we may do here is we may cut this short, you know, but let's check out a little bit of Horror Host news here. I'm on the Horror Host Underground page on Facebook. You know, I put out the word, you know, to our friends and some of the other horror hosts who might be seeing this on Facebook. That, you know, our guest apparently is not going to call in, and, you know, we'll have to see if we can find out what's going on. Now, I do see here that it looks like a good friend of ours from the East Coast, Virginia, Bobby Gammonster, is going to be running on his show, it looks like on the 16th. He'll be running the movie, looks like the movie called Carry On Screaming. Basically, it's a, you know, it is basically kind of a takeoff on the Addams Family and other things, you know, and he will be running that on Saturday, the 16th of July at 11:45 p.m., and you can find that by going to www.monstermovienight.com, so be sure and check it out, and give a big shout-out to our friend, Bobby Gammonster, and you can find him on Facebook, and just Google Horror Host Bobby Gammonster. That's G-A-M-M-O-N-S-T-E-R. I do see here that it looks like there's a pretty interesting picture of Marlena Midnight. Looks like from one of her local appearances, and she's a good friend of the show, and she appears in the Eastern Iowa markets around the Moline area. You know, let's see here. Well, you know, and that reminds me, please take a moment to visit the Angry Brothers Omaha Chakarama IMDb page. And you can find that by Googling Angry Brothers Omaha IMDb. Take a look at it. If you would, give us a rating. You know, we need to get some more ratings here as we're a new page. Let's see here. Well, Bradley Beard, no, we're not going to talk about him. Let's see. Oh, that reminds me, yes. World-renowned horror movie host Silly Billy Cardeal earlier in this month did receive a, you know, diagnosis of some rather severe health problems. And his daughter, actress Lori Cardeal, who you'd remember from the film Day of the Dead, put out a request, you know, basically, you know, kind of rallied all of us horror hosts behind her to send Silly Billy cards, letters of support, whatever. And from what I understand, the response has just been astounding. I mean, they've just been besieged with cards and letters. And, you know, we want to give a big shout-out to Chili Billy and Lori. You know, hang in there, Chili. We're all behind you on this. We know you can kick cancer's ass. And, you know, a lot of love, a lot of good energy, a lot of positive prayers going out to you in obviously this trying time. You know, and the angry, you know, you are definitely Angry Brothers approved. Let's see what else is going on here. Well, let's see. The 23rd of June looks like would have been the birthday of Barry Lee Hobart, a.k.a. Dr. Creep, another well-known horror host from the 70s and 80s, I believe, up through the up to the 90s or early 2000s. You know, I've had a chance to see some of his work, and great horror host. You know, I guess we lost him on the 14th of January of 2011, but today would have been his. Well, today would have the 23rd of June would have been his most recent birthday, but you know, again, great horror host. So, and you can find a lot of his work on YouTube. So, just go on your YouTube search Dr. Creep, and you know you'll get everything comes up. Now, let's see here. You can also go to the Horror Host Underground site on Facebook. For all of your horror hosts needs, it's a really great site to look at. I see there's a calendar of events for the Yummy Mummy, Janet Decay, and her show, The Mummy and the Monkey. There's a list of their 2016 appearances, so you're going to want to check that out. We have a lot of our links to our shows on YouTube. Our very popular episode, number 206, The Most Racist Cartoons Ever. That's gotten a lot of press, and we've gotten a lot of views on YouTube in regards to that. What was that? Well, Uncle Edward, well, you just dropped again, caller. Well, Uncle Edward, no. Unfortunately, we have not heard very much from Uncle Edward, and we're going to check in with him. I did talk to him not too long ago, and he was definitely doing some new filming here. But I think in light of things, the fact that our guest is not called in and we seem to be having a lot of technical difficulties with the phone, we're going to go ahead and we're gonna cut the broadcast short today. I want to thank Brother James for calling in. I apologize for the kind of rocky start. But wait a minute, he's back, so let me go ahead and bring him back on. Are you there, Brother James?
Yeah, I keep getting disconnected off of this thing.
Yeah, I know. It's like, damn sunspots, or is it, you know, part of the Zog conspiracy to keep us off the air?
Yeah, U.S. Cellular fails us again.
Just lovely. Okay. I guess this is just nature's little way of saying, hey, pay the $40 and get the direct connect. But anyhow, we want to thank all of our listeners, our followers, our friends and fans, our great new sponsor, BingeOut.com. Remember, for all your binge-watching needs, if you've got a binge that you like, a show you want to talk about, a review you want to give, check them out at www.bingeout.com. They are definitely Angry Brothers approved. Tell them the Angry Brothers sent you, and be sure and check them out. Well, our next podcast is going to feature world-renowned horror author, blogger, and apparently one really wild girl, Rachel Romanchek, and that show is actually going to be happening tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central Time. So be sure and check it out. I'm hoping that we have a lot of our bugs worked out and we'll get this taken care of. But again, you know, this has been the new Angry Brothers Omaha Shockarama podcast. And I'm Brother Jack Angry. Good night, unpleasant dreams, and let's keep America on top. Watch horror hosts, y'all. And good night.